Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en podcast om Sverige med humor av två komiker som försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins. In this episode, I will be teaching Eric all about an unconventional use for swine.
Mm, och jag vet vad du tänker. Tänker ni på regeringen och staten? Nej, inte de svinen!
No, this one is about how dirty we can be and how clean we can be later. It just runs around back and forth.
Gotta be dirty if you wanna be clean.
Yes, it's about cycling twice.
Yeah.
Also known as recycle.
Oh, nu förstår jag vad det handlar om. Holy hell, God, Christ, you scared me. I scared you. I scare dead people.
Yes, we are here, and it's my turn to teach a little bit of Sweden.
Det ska bli första lektionen för mig i år. Mm. Vi har haft exams, yep. Jag har lärt dig om fast food.
Yes, and that was it caught me off guard. The topic of fast food caught me off guard.
Because you don't think it as a Swedish thing, and it's not. But how did it affect us?
Yes, that's always great. It was great. I learned, and I've been banking knowledge so that I could make sure I pass my quiz in the
underbart.
Future.
Underbart.
Before we go on our summer break.
Det gläder mig.
I did a little digging for this one because I don't want to be obvious. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I knew you wouldn't pick it because we didn't even tell each other.
Nej.
Normally we say, hey, mine is about this. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No fucking way you know about this thing.
Okay. Spännande.
Yeah, man. So let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
The growing cities of the Middle Ages, as you could imagine, were dirty and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Stockholm was no exception. I know we like to come across as a clean and always, you know, above that.
Yeah.
But we were a fucking nasty ass.
That's a new commodity. We were dirty, yeah.
The only requirement they had back then for cleanliness was keep the front door area of your house clean.
Mm-hmm.
So everything out in front of your home has to be clean. Sides and back, inside. <whatever.
laughs> Okay.
Do what you do, but and don't throw waste in front of your neighbor's house.
Men sitt eget. Nej.
You can't have the front.
No.
So
no trash outside.
So basically, it makes sense when you think about, in general, it's like, just don't let people see the shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the rule.
Okay.
If you do throw trash in front of your neighbor's house, you get 8 days in prison on bread and water.
Oh, my God.
Imagine you just lie. I don't like my neighbor. He threw trash in front of my house.
Eller hur?
Yeah.
For fun.
So, obviously, it's not a sustainable system.
Nej,
if you're thinking about trash-wise. Because there's no real rules.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, society's building. People are still eating. And trash is going to come about, you know. It's got to get put somewhere. So everybody has a different idea, as you would think, of what is a good idea to do with the trash. There's no rule.
Right.
So people are just doing different shit.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the city streets were filled with household waste. And like people smoking, so you got ashes, people using wood and stuff, like just all over the streets. And there weren't bathrooms in the homes in the Middle Ages.
No, so people shat on the streets.
Shitting in the street as well. That's right. In Stockholm, they used to defecate in cesspits over large cesspools that often leaked onto the streets. Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, my God. I knew that Gamla Stan was fucking filthy as shit.
Pun intended.
Oh.
Because people were literally shitting in the streets, especially in the cities. But as we'll talk about that later, too. But cities isn't like now where most people live in the city. It's like people lived spread out. So it wasn't as bad. But the town center might have a cesspool.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, go, don't play in the cesspool to the kids.
But mom.
Exactly. At the end of the Middle Ages, there's a public das, you know what I'm saying, that's built on the Stockholm shores. And, you know, just a little bit more structured. I guess they're just like, oh, we don't want to fuck it up too bad. But this is the old days, and people live more in harmony with nature as well. So it's not like you got so much different types of trash. It's basically human waste, animal waste, you know. It's not like you got packages of cereal boxes and shit like
that.
We
don't have plust.
Exactly.
Yet. Yeah.
Stuff like that. But one solution they had, since it was kind of just like waste, let's let pigs roam the city.
And eat it. It's fucking brilliant.
So they were saying, we'll let pigs, they like to eat bullshit. They eat whatever.
Yeah.
A hungry pig. You've seen Snatch. So we'll let them take care of it. So they just let these pigs roam around, nerfing around, as y'all would say, oinking around is what we would say, and they would eat, roam freely, and eat trash about the city. You'd just be at the barbershop. Oh, there's a pig going by.
Oh my God.
Food scraps were used as fodder for pigs, and then they would get the soil back. You know, they would basically use the manure.
Yeah.
It was like their form of like recycling.
Yeah.
We'll run this pig shit out to the farmers who use it to feed their plants and crops and stuff. And then the pigs will eat up our waste. And then
that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I like it. Should do that now.
In 1557, Gustav Vasa.
Yeah.
Heard about this guy. He issued an eloquent decree. About this.
There was nothing eloquent about that guy, but continue.
Of course, it's translated that no uncleanliness may be kept either in the streets. So uncleanliness means no trash.
Shit.
In the gutters or at the ports. And where there are some who do not want to keep their houses clean and in places that they should keep clean, the same shall be punished with money and arrested. School and all the gutters are cleaned twice a week, starting at the top of the city and then continuing one town after the other until they succeeded at the bottom by the lake. Whoever's found to be disobedient or negligent shall be fined one mark. I didn't look at the amount of that. So what'd you say? A million trillion. The first and second time, 3 marks, or maybe the mark. Is it a whip? Nah.
It's a whip.
You think it's like a lashing?
I don't know.
3 marks the third time and then doubled each time after that.
Wow.
So he was serious about it. He's like, we need to clean this fucking city up.
Yeah.
There are reports of foreign diplomats visiting Stockholm and fainting from the stench. Welcome, sir. Sir?
Oh, vad de svimmar hela tiden. Kom nu.
It's a beautiful view out.
Titta, grisen äter. Gå närmare. Titta.
It smells like... Imagine the smell of like pig shit that's sent back through with eating human shit.
Jag har en sidospår. Jag hörde att när spanjorerna kom till Sydamerika så trodde de att de som var native de hade typ att de jag vet inte om de hade typ något för näsan eller någonting, alltså det var någonting, de luktade så mycket. Spanjorerna luktade så mycket, okay. Så att de som bodde där, de Det var någonting de gjorde, de typ sprayade dem. Alltså de gjorde någonting. Wow. Och de tänkte så här, de tror att vi är gudar. Och bara, nej, ni luktar skit.
I haven't changed my pants in a week. I've soiled myself again. So they were in 1641, garbage disposals that released both solid and liquid waste directly on the streets,
mm-hmm.
which they had.
Yeah.
They were banned then. So up until 1641,
shit.
They could have just the garbage disposal, and it's like it fills up and then poof, it releases onto the street.
Yeah.
Like finally, the trash is...
shit.
We finally got enough trash, and now we'll just drop on the street and see what happens. Let the pigs handle it. There was a garbage collection was done at the time.
Uh-huh.
The person left in charge, it's very logical, of garbage. You know what? I want to ask you. It's quiz time.
Okay.
I didn't put the sound on. I do have quiz music, but I didn't put it on. So whatever.
Yeah.
What is the least? What person is the last? Is the least likely or the dumbest to have as your garbage collector? What person would you say?
The cop.
Okay. You're in the right area.
Fireman.
You're close. You're close.
You the want, doctor. You want,
No, you're getting farther away. The doctor makes more sense.
Oh, so like the military or something? No.
The executioner.
Oh!
There's not enough people getting killed. There's not enough people breaking the law so bad that they have to get executed. You and your assistants, you're going to go around picking up, figuring out the trash issue.
Det här jobbet är inte vad det har varit.
I've been sharpening my blade. That's why his blade was dull. He's busy picking up trash.
With his blade.
Chink. Death just...
Goddamn turd.
Is that some pig shit?
Kan inte folk äta lite så de blir hårda i magen? Det här är bara...
You gotta wipe the side of the blade to pick up diarrhea.
Oh my god.
Oh, you were drinking last night, Tony, huh? Vomit on the street, really? Here? This is technically in front of your house. I could take you in for this. You're lucky I like you. In the 1800s, waste was collected from the city's workhouses, so-called powder sheddings,
mm-hmm.
which drunken people could tip over and spill everything, which happened a lot. In an often blotted article, a writer complained about it and saying, these people who are often less sober in advance become even more drunk during the performance of their duties, and that you can thus see them with their thin rags going through the streets.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10% of the population lived in cities in the early 1800s. So that means most people lived out in the rural areas. At this time, the streets and gutters still served as garbage dumps.
Wow.
In the best case, I'm guessing like probably years home or some shit like that, the good neighborhoods, they put the waste in a pit in the courtyard.
Oh.
And it seemed like, okay. It seemed like, all right, we'll just keep it makes our house look
know
clean.
Where it is, we know where it smells.
Mm-hmm. However, this let all of the bacteria and germs, they were all gathered together and out in the open air.
Yeah.
And in 1834, cholera reached Sweden.
Ooh.
And then they were like, maybe this is a bad idea. Hey, Burden. Hey, Burden, can we talk to the doctor now? To an epidemiologist?
Does he have any thoughts?
And then they said, why don't we build garbage dumps outside of the city?
That's smart.
So in 1868, 3 years after slavery was abolished in America.
I want to say fucking recent.
1868, Jesus. It was forbidden by law to throw waste on the street.
Och det är det fortfarande idag. Yeah. Wow.
So that cholera thing really changed the game.
Ja, verkligen.
It made sanitation a municipal concern in Sweden.
That's imagine to be in the front line of that career move. Men jag vill städa bort skräp. Det finns ingen framtid i det, Bengt.
Jo. I think we should probably keep the trash right outside the city. Just in a big pile. I don't know what you're thinking.
Okej, Bengt, var du som spred kolera eller?
You're coughing up blood again. You smell like pig shit. In 1859, Stockholm got a sanitation company mainly for the removal of latrine, which is bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and the latrine barrel began to be collected by men who were so-called couriers.
Well, fancy word for a shitty type, shitty work.
I'm a courier. What do you do for a living? Why do you smell like shit? I'm a courier. So then they started constructing sewers for stormwater. They were like, maybe we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
In 1868. And then that's what they did with the stormwater.
Yeah.
And then they in 1909 they said they would connect the sewer to closet, like bathrooms, water closets.
Wow.
So it was like once we get these together, then we're getting the waste, the human waste is kind of the big problem.
Yeah.
Stockholm was at the forefront of handling trash because they had been separating stuff in order for they still wanted to get stuff back to the farmer
mm-hmm.
for fertilizer. Recycling has a long history in the capital city, Stockholm. From 1895, the pigs were allowed to eat household waste. This was different. Now the stuff was going to the sewage. All the trash was going to one location, and that's where the pigs were. Instead of having the pigs roam the city, mm-hmm. the pigs would roam the waste department. And they were like, "This is what we'll do at the Lövsta sewage treatment plant. The pigs could eat the household waste, and then the pig shit would be. The pigs would get filled up, and we could sell it as pork back to the city." And get some money back, and then whatever doesn't get sold, eaten, and that's the fertilizer, and we send that back.
Wow.
But then the pigs were eating all of this toxic bullshit, and they died.
Nah.
So as early as 1899, they said, all right, enough of the pig shit.
Det var då vi fick de här automat-snabb-restaurangerna, 1899. Finns det ett samband?
What do we do with these dead pigs? Burgers. Hot dogs.
Women can eat them.
Now women can serve hot dogs. Give me the gloves. At the beginning of the 20th century, it was the 1900s, a large part of the waste was horse manure and poo, our poo. In 1907, the people of Stockholm would throw away garbage in two separate containers.
Okay.
So they're like, all right, we'll take our trash. This trash here and then this trash.
Vad var det för olika då?
Hmm?
Vad var det för olika skräp?
One is for partly non-organic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was partly organic.
Oh, cool.
So partly organic means shit.
Yes.
Gotcha. If you don't have a toilet in your house? Okay.
I have to go partly organic.
I gotta go take a pow. I'm going to go take a partly organic waste.
Where are you going?
You got to go pow-pow?
Where are you going? Pow!
He ran out of here. He ran out of here with a plastic bag.
I would have holy vegan.
Oh, man. He went twice. It was a pow-pow.
It was a pow-pow. Han gick iväg. Han kom tillbaka. Han gick igen.
What did he eat? Indian food? What's that?
Well, that's pow pow food.
pow pow. What do they call Indian parties? No, they're called powwows.
Yeah, yeah. So close.
Very sugen på att äta. Pow pow.
Really? Vågar du? All right. The city began making use of waste, mm-hmm. selling it as fertilizer to farms around the city. Now that they had it separated, they were like, oh, we can... And Sweden's ahead of the game in this whole thing.
Yeah.
But with the rise of the consumer society, waste became more and more similar to today's, because you start getting plastic and getting paper waste, and it's like... and they were, back then, they would burn the garbage and, or put it in landfills even more than just burning it.
Mm.
But they weren't making... they weren't doing the same process anymore of reusing it back then.
Shit.
So during most of the 19th century, the fair quality of food waste allowed it to be mixed with manure and accessed by farmers. Like I said, they sorted out all of the bullshit, and then but then after the second up to the Second World War, there wasn't any soap. They weren't using like actual like antibacterial type of soap. But then that gets introduced when we start doing soaps and perfumes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that starts getting mixed into the waste. And now the waste isn't as good to use for farmers.
Right.
Now we're getting chemicals in it.
Yeah.
So Sweden was like, we need to find a new way to sort that out too. They were thinking ahead, man. I'm really impressed that this is happening.
Så om man säger tips till alla som undrar, hur kan vi stanna ner den här globala uppvärmningen och klimathotet? Lev som 1905. Ew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're still producing all of the shit though.
Yeah.
True.
So Sweden increasingly focused on sortation of trash in order to keep compost as reusable as possible. And this strategy made the full-fledged shift to recycling an easy transition, because they started with the organic, non-organic, and now they're just like, well, take this thing and put it here, this thing here, and we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
And it was easy for the Swede, the average Swede, to do.
Yeah.
And it just, I'm sure, I didn't look it up, but messaging, because we got messaging too, but...
Messaging?
Messaging, like where the government kind of like tells you...
Oh, yeah.
Hey... Commercials. We have commercials. There was a litter.
This what up?
Yeah. We have one, Don't Mess With Texas, when I lived in Texas.
Oh, really?
They had a, it's like a country song about recycling. Don't mess with Texas.
Wow.
And then you see somebody like throw trash out of their window, and they're like, hey! And a cop might pull them over. Don't mess with Texas.
Is that crying Native American thing also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recycle. And like I told you before, Captain Planet. I mentioned him before.
Yeah.
Captain Planet was a superhero
that you loved.
We had the catchy song Captain Planet.
Yeah,
that was
right.
That was messaging for us. Yeah. But we still, there's still capitalism. So
yes, of course.
Yeah, we're gonna put this in plastic. You go to Walmart. They're like, hey, how you doing? What was that? A pen? That's all you want? Here's your plastic bag.
Yeah,
your bag of pen.
Yeah.
Oh, it just
that's
hurts my heart.
Crazy.
Man. So anyway, Sweden led the way with recycling and is now the best country in the world at recycling.
Pew, 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 pew.
With the discovery that trash could be a resource, Sweden led the way on that as well, turning trash into energy.
Oh.
Where, I didn't get the number here, but I did read that like 40% of the energy here is just recycled, like
shit,
trash energy. Recycled waste per household in 1975 in Sweden. 38%.
Yeah.
And guess where it's at now?
87.
Close. 99%.
Whoa, shit.
99% recycled waste in Sweden. It's kicking ass at that.
Wow, jag trodde jag var optimistisk. Jag var cynisk. 99.
We're so good at it, you might know this fact, that we buy trash from other countries in Europe.
Det visste jag, yeah.
Yeah, in order to add to our system so that we can produce energy from their trash, because we're so fucking good at recycling.
Wow.
That we're like out of it, and we're like, hey, Finland, hey, bring that over. Hey, you know, Romania,
fan vad coolt,
whatever.
Fan vad kul.
We'll pay you to get your trash.
Men det märks när man åker utomlands.
Yeah.
Man är typ såhär, det ligger plastmat och metall där.
Mm.
What up?
Yep. So where we're at now is a very long way from running pigs out into the streets. And that's the story of the evolution of trash collection in Sweden.
Vilken bra story! Yeah, och det är så roligt att den följer min snabbmatsgrej. See how we sync up?
Without even our periods, man.
Yeah.
We did it, man. We've been doing it so long.
Snyggt.
Yeah, man.
Tack så mycket. Det var kul. Det var väldigt fascinerande.
Yeah, man. I was sitting down talking to Martin and he was just asking about Teach Me Sweden.
Yeah.
And funny. He was like, did you know they used to run pigs in the city to eat the trash up? I was like, excuse me? Oh, and that sent me down the fucking...
Oh my God, that's funny.
And it was like, it wasn't long enough to like make an episode, but then I was like, well, we're still the best.
Yeah.
How do we get there?
And that's
what it's came
from. Awesome.
Yeah, man. If you got suggestions, this was suggested by our friend Martin Sonneby. If you got suggestions, you can send it to us. You don't have to be sitting in my living room watching basketball highlights.
You don't have to.
You're welcome. But you can email me. It's a little easier for you and me if you email us at teachmesweden@gmail.com. Write it in Swedish for Eric, or you can write it in English for me.
Eller kom hem till mig. Kolla på katastroffilmer.
Yeah, or watch some Bond. Learn about James Bond.
Oh my God, I am such a Bond nerd. Nej, men jag har sett mycket Bond. Whatever.
And if you want to support us on Patreon, how could they do that, Eric?
Du bara går in på patreon.com/teachmesweden och så prisa 10 spänn. Kan man prisa mer? Man kan betala mer. Du måste inte betala 10 kronor. En del kanske lyssnar och bara säger, 10 spänn, jag vill inte. Men du kan lämna mer pengar.
Yeah, man. And just do that, you get extra stuff. We got video, we're recording the video episodes, and we do extra episodes. And you get ad-free episodes too. Some people don't like ads. You might don't want to be told what to purchase.
Jag hatar reklam.
Then this is not an ad.
I hate commercial, and I endorse this message.
I approve this message. Jonathan Rollins. All right. Thank y'all for checking it out. We appreciate y'all more than you know. This has been Jonathan Rollins
och Erik Broström
teaching you Sweden.
Fred, motherfuckers.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.